Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Navajo Talk Radio, brought to you by Calnez Design and Politics on the Navajo Nation. It's purely Navajo. It's Diné, shining the light, blazing the path, standing for you, asking the hard question, bringing facts. It's Navajo Talk Radio. It's Politics on the Navajo Nation and hosted by Calnez.
So, yet, eh, Kahasi, so, Arele Hashin Zaranan, Nares Yokizdo, Karenshi, and not a ton later or jade of Aikre, late to the dice and a shahadon, so I could a dance's case. A corai, a shishiliro, Kroi, she had, so I would owe a Kroi, his lash net only. I guess even she had a share on us, and a Calnezian, she. Aro ta chin chino ta ni zane ba shi chino na khair ne ra shi chero bit ani da shinal a yisa na sharo e to en le kare a ko jo e shata a shi gud ni e an le ro ta os ki ho joni ho lo a sa a aro bi ya ji go e ko jo yo so sa ando ko jo e a re e to e a te na os ti ho yo sha sha ya e a ro to e a are shumante goi are go hollo na vande aro yisi shiar has ken shi jadan lenge e khosta dora go to e on le which in shlo to e are na shi dil kyo e to e the nen shi ro between shnan anyway to ho tori jo e aj ho to e are aj kahna shi le to e aj acha ho so jada le ko the sandy utah ho le are to aaj ka pahad an lo e sha chin no lo ro a change chi ro to aro e ho to in nash e ho to aro in nasla jang te ash gan de create de da o yo create na chi kero chi na ko ro ho to chi de da o yo kro in a shan so e dan to case la a ko le a chi chi ya jun shlin da lay a technology de ji khado nu kam do a de ho to pas do a ne shi la so fe la na shi tan de ko da ai kho ji a ron le farming tin kho di kho e a te shin ti no ta ko do e do e kha ne go na sha ran san ai sta ko do northern new mexico navajo nation e ho to shi ya te ho to e e ban sis case la e ben na shi e kho e ho to e shi na lan de ko e shin ni ho to a ni are ye go ta tan ki ro le so di yo to in a kin an still do le shit no e to e the nai ko ro shi il ne she ko de di to de in a wo ye ko e to de do chong o be zi lo to de e lo be de no kha ta to le in so to in han this case even nan le to the host a to are jang te le ko e to ni ya o ko da to ko ni ro to ka da shin che gi to de ye go to e to na kha da yo na la are ni ta na da yo kha shi to ni ro e di shi ni to kha ra shi ko e stan da ji kha din da ko in na sta a ro ko shi ke ho no e to e so e dan this case ko shi a zeide do ko e ya shi sa a sa da te ko do e an an le ko sa to re a re ku jan na da haz na e ko e da ba ga na o te o ho so I have relatives here, so ladies and gentlemen, thank you for everybody for joining me. Boy, I tell you, this is a real absolute honor for me. I want you to know that I'm broadcasting from Shiprock, New Mexico. And I have gone around to, I went to the Pueblo Nation. That's where I came back from. On the Window Rock, I went down there. I called, made many different calls. I then went travel and traveled from down south, drove back up here. On the Wanda Nansa, Adahashi, Shalin, Rede, Ya Ilos. E to are aroha shi le bikin shi ne a shi bikin da ne sale aroha shi aroho ta shi e are to sha di long I was doing some ferrying on my horse আর বিকের হাতি সাতনি তাহলে খুদাই গোসে না হন খুয়াই গেছে খুড়াই হতো হাদি না তো হতো এই খুয়াই আনাহি ওই হতো ওই আখি লি তো হইতে রোলে হইতো বানসুন খেয়ে তো নো আকো ইন মাই ওন হাম্বল ওয়ে বিকজ আই কেয়ার অ্যাবাউট সেম ওয়ে দ্যাট আই কেয়ার অ্যাবাউট দিস পিপল আই ওয়েন্ট দেয়ার I spend my entire evening kasan de te shio to aslasi ta to khlai net on nik get you go to on the kerosene lamp to in the red the to to lo to in zona go le she kya jun slina da to binashnio ko yo to e che e i atara ako ladies and gentlemen one of the things very very interesting to me here This broadcast tonight is about the, I want to reiterate this, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to make this very, very clear for all the listeners that are out there listening from all over the world. I am absolutely honored that the internet radio, I'm absolutely honored that people have broadcast and you The politicians that are listening out there from Window Rock, Arizona, the politicians who are listening from Shiprock, all the different areas from northern New Mexico all the way down to the eastern side and upriver, all the way from there where San Juan River enters in, and all you leaders that are all the way down into Utah and now into Nevada, and all the way down into California, ladies and gentlemen, I call upon you to let you know that this right here, the situation that I said from the very beginning, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll describe them, I'll tell them where we're at, and you're going to absolutely be wishing that you're sitting right here next to us. All you people throughout the internet world that you're listening right now, I thank you. And I want you to know that this is a dire strait, that no one here along the river and all these people here, they had nothing to do with it. This is all about EPA cause. From Window Rock to the local areas, and now these people, they're doing their water, they're doing everything they can to keep their crops alive. I was just across the way over there at a big BIA tank, and that's another issue that I'm going to talk about. It is a crisis, and it's caused by United States government. It's caused by United States government. And the government and the branch and the agency that's caused this is the EPA, the very organization that I said should be there protecting us. It's the agency. And they are our trustee up there, ladies and gentlemen. This is our land. It was taken from our people. And I don't want to get into that topic, but you know the story. But the United States government, all the other things that they made and they signed in the treaty. You can't undo that treaty. Everybody knows that. Internet world, you understand that. And because of that trustee fiduciary responsibility that this government has, well, you know what? I'm going to tell you one thing, ladies and gentlemen. The United States government dropped the ball. Let me repeat that again one more time. The United States government dropped the ball. How can you go up into the mountain and dig around up there when you know that water is obviously going to take on with gravity dig a hole in there and runs down there. And then I saw this in the internet. You guys all have all seen this. The little water pools. I'm telling you, it's no bigger than a little hot tub, and you know, a spot, you know, outside. How is that supposed to gather all the metals and clear and do something about it within about 3 million gallons of water? Ladies and gentlemen, think about it. How can that be? You think that a little tiny little pots of or little pool of water is going to cause that? Four shows I dedicated my show to it. Now I'm on location. I am sitting here facing south with a beautiful blue sky and a beautiful sunset. And I see green. I see the beautiful corn. It looks like it's ready to harvest. I am sitting here in Shiprock, New Mexico. I'm sitting here in amongst a circle, amongst some very, very beautiful people. I've got, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, maybe about 13. Maybe about 15 youth. Ani hanano ani kuro. Bini nacho haini nini bini nacho hoto da ni taski. Kon e hoto e tishina hoto shita hodna. And I said, I gotta be there. And what they did is that they said they have a farm. And this young man, he says to me, he gives me this philosophical background. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, they want to be, they want to take on the legacy of the Navajo culture. And they want to be able to utilize their own technology and know-how. And I said, yeah, I like to see this. Well, you know what? You guys proved it to me. And I applaud you guys. I am just so proud of you. That all of you who have done this. And right amongst them is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the local community members who are farmers also. Just as much as these youth, they're farmers. Generation Shida is lead a Korodna. Koi Boganatis Edo, Koi di Kayakshara Yos Edo, Koi Ajabad Yaro, and those are the rights that they're living by. And they'll introduce Ashin Hini Hijenta, Ato Listo, Ato Netan Linegi, Ato Youth Heshi, Ato E Nahayas Tigi. You know, I like to interview. You guys can take the floor. This is a two-hour show. And I usually set the stage like this and tell people once they start calling in. And then so you understand the passion of where I come from. And any of you, you guys can just chat and we'll talk and we'll have a conversation. And so – but – and I hope in about 15 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, I went to the Shiprock chapter. And I want to put this on record. They have a certain responsibility. Auto chapter house dan joy with oi a kisna anish. Auto with oi not ani with oda nas ja. Chapter president, Shiprock, window. There's 110 of them. And they all have a certain amount of responsibility. And the reason why they had to come here today, it ties into what I was saying earlier. Excuse me. And the reason why it's so important that I come down here and see for myself everywhere. And we have about an hour and 45 minutes left in the show, so there's plenty of time for everybody to say their piece. But the thing is this. You know what? I'm on your side. I'm not on the, you know, it's crazy to me today. I went to the, I'm not going to name names. I went to a local government office. And I said, hi, my name is Cal Nez. And it's really kind of interesting to me that that the people there, Cal Nez, you know, it's like people getting stunned. It's like, I don't want people to treat me like that. I'm just a regular person telling a story here. But the thing that was interesting to me was that they were very careful. Okay? Why is that happening here within the local government? I call the Window Rock office. I call the president's office, ladies and gentlemen. And it should be able to rattle off and boom, 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 transfer. You know, this is what I heard today. Hi. Hi, this is Cal Nez. Oh. What can I help you with? I'm looking for the emergency management. Emergency management? Oh, I'm going to have to transfer you. No, I can't transfer you. I'm going to give you the, it's a 505 number. 505 blah, 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 blah. I said, okay, thank you very much. So I got the number. Then I got on the phone, and I called that 505 number. So you guys all understand, and it's going to get back to my first point about what I just said. What I said earlier was that, you know what? I'm on your side. Navajos, president, councilman, all of you, I'm on your side. So is the local farmers. Why are you treating me like this? I'm one of you. I call that number, Window Rock, the emergency management, the crisis, the main headquarters, command center. Oh, that's what they were calling it, command center. Okay, so now I call that number. They answer. Hello, or no, what did it wasn't say hello. Navajo Nation Office, anyway, they used that name. Transportation was one of them. Hi, this is Cal Nez. And why do they say this anyway? Huh? Who? Cal Nez. Oh, that's usually the combination. Now, I'm not saying that anybody should roll out the red carpet for me. What I'm saying is that please be helpful to what I'm doing. If they're obviously doing this to me, imagine people that are here. And then the next thing that I say is this. I'm looking. I thought this was supposed to be the command center, is what I asked her. She said, well, yeah, they're here. Oh, are they here? Oh, really? Huh, that's interesting. Well, can you transfer me to them? No. Why? Because I can't. You're going to have to call a different number. Where are they located? Upstairs. Why can't you upstairs? Can transfer me? Okay, by this time, if there was a real emergency, it would have been useless because the emergency is no longer an emergency. Now it's a done deal. So imagine that's the type of thing that I went over across the way to the fairgrounds. I went over to the fairgrounds and I sat there. Oh, yeah, by the way, before I go there, this office, who is the lead of this area, I went in there and met with them, and this is what happened. I went into the office and very reluctantly accepted my meeting. But the person knew that I could not, that he could not get away because he was also another candidate of the when I was running for the president of the Navajo Nation. And I said to him, and I'll put this on record, I've been saying this all the way from the very beginning, President Begay, you're from this area. You know what the legislative services does. You know how to go back and do work with the chapters. Well, now there's another person in your place, and now the responsibility that you have doesn't need to be written down. It doesn't need to be. It's a logic. It's a logical thing. You'll do everything you can. President Begay, I'm on your side. All the other council delegates, the Speaker Lorenzo Bates, and you're the only one that's given the any type of concern that have called in. I thank you. Now, so from that angle, ladies and gentlemen, is where I'm coming from. Why is it that I go drive across from the chapter house, go west? Oh, yeah, by the way, this is what I forgot to tell you guys, too. I mean, this is one of my pet peeves here on the Navajo Nation, is that I'm sitting here, and I'll just tell you real quickly, because I drive up, and I sit there, right going west at that intersection, the one that goes to Aquagia right there. Right to my right side or to my left side as I'm facing south. Kujo, across the street, you go, there's a beautiful Kentucky Fried Chicken. Red and white, a tower. There's a Burger King. There's another place there too. McDonald's. Yeah, McDonald's. And I'm sitting here saying, wow, that's pretty impressive. Aro Kujunaski is to my right side. And right across the street, directly, less than 100 feet, 100 yards away, is this 10 by 10 pop-up. And there's a local vendor. And I said, that's on the campaign trail. What's wrong with that picture, ladies and gentlemen? Why is our Navajo people in a 10 by 10 baking underneath the sun with no air conditioning, and they don't have a business site lease. They don't have anyway, I don't want to get into that. That's another topic. That's what I see. So I'm an advocate of Navajo people. So I drive further. I go over to BIA. I drive up there. The other day, I noticed that. It's about midnight. But anyway, that's where the site of this BIA water is. And we see about 20 of them. And later on I found out that this line of people is only half what it usually is. And so I drive, and obviously I don't have any water. Well, I see a tank over there too. That's the type of tank that I've seen over there. So anyway, so here's again getting back to this. I cannot share this yet. And I go driving over there, and I drive, and I get in front of the line. And just for your information, let me describe the setup, and I'll post it. I did a whole bunch of filming over there. Talk people were talking to me. They would not let me go. They wanted to tell their story. And in fact, I filled up the memory on this phone of filming. That's the type of desperation that these people are in. What I can do and what I can help. And this is with this broadcast, to get the news out there, to get like the fire under the leadership. And here's one thing. Oh, yeah, before I forget, this is now the third thing. I'm going to step back a little bit before I get to that place. I'm going to keep you guys suspense in there. So just be patient. I'll describe it. But here's what I said. I said, what would you do? What would you do to this leader that I met with today? I said, because you and I ran for the Navajo Nation presidency. You know who I'm talking about. And I said, what would you do right now? What would you be doing right now, sir? Think about that. So I guess looking around, see where really the compassion, the hardship of the Navajo people, what they want to do. And so that's my question. So anyway, I make it back. Now back to the story. I'm over there, get in front of the line. There's a big tank. And those guys there were all Navajos standing there pumping water. And then all of a sudden I can just see them. Every place goes quiet. Soft steps, they step backwards. And then the two guys, they, she toyingji, how does this spin? And even the local people could ask, she this Kaiten Zinigi. And I started going over there and say, hey, what I'm trying to tell you, everybody, all you listeners, Why is it that I'm over there in this amongst these people? These are my own people, and they're all taking a step back, and you know, some of the, and then I start interviewing, and you'll catch the story, because what they told me in terms of their time, in terms of their property, and the money and the gas that these people have spent now, which takes me back to EPA. The United States government, the President of United States of America, Barack Obama, I voted for you. Why is it then you, I even shared videos of you on my Facebook of how you're sitting amongst the Lakota people and having a name given to you before. Well, my people here, one of your departments, EPA, has done this to us. And this is where it's taking me back to this. These people that are here, and I'm going to ask all of them, not, I'm going to ask them. United States government, that EPA, should have been told. It takes you 3 hours, 45 minutes to stand in line with your truck over there to an hour to maybe an hour and a half, and then you drive it back and however many miles. Your politicians, there you guys get per diem, mileage. I thought, hey, by the time you get one meeting done, you're getting $1,500 you're walking out the door. But these folks here, how many of you are going to account? President Obama, listen to me. Why isn't that you haven't stepped up to be able to reach out and return a call to these people over here, telling Gina McCarthy to bring people out here and be on location. And I said this to all of these people. I even asked this leader I met with today, why is there just one water trough for the people to get? Why, if I was the president of the Navajo Nation, if you elected me, I would sit there and say, I will do whatever possible to take into our own rights, to be able to take care of my people, of my, and make sure that they're happy and safe, and demand that EPA has water tanks at every single farm, and they're out there on their own with their own hoses with the EPA written on their chest, walking around and planting every little crop until it is done and fulfilled the way that they would harvest. Take it up to that, because you have taken away their ability to harvest the crop. Now you've, excuse my language, I am sorry to say this, why does somebody upriver urinate in the river and only do the tests on upstream? And it's going to be quite interesting to me that only the test was done off reservation. Maybe they did this and said, right here is the Navajo Nation boundary. And we're going to go walk right over here and dip the water in. Did that happen? That's what I mean. EPA, enough is enough. My native people, my Navajo people, anywhere, we have brain, we have compassion. Why have you taken care of what you've done, the damages? But you only have one water tank. Not only that, why is it then you slap the people in the face, the farmers, and you deliver oil tainted water? We're not that. These people deserve much better. And that's what should have been taking place. It's, let me see, it's three minutes after 8. Thank you again, ladies and gentlemen. You listen to Politics on the Navajo Nation. This is Cal Nez. And I want to just start introducing some people here. And who's the host here? Whose farm is this here? Okay, yeah, and I'll get to you first, and then after that, and then who is going to be the representative here to chat? Okay, and let me just check one of my lines, because our honorable chapter president and former presidential candidate, Chili Yazzie, did promise me that he's going to call in at 8 o'clock. And I checked my line, and I'm looking at here, Chili. Huh. Maybe he called up right at 8 o'clock and I didn't bring him on. He just hung up. I called Cal Nez. So, Chile. So, the world is listening to hear what you have to say and what we talked about today. But anyway, so we're going to take a very, very quick break here. And then I'll start with the landowner, our host. And she'll introduce herself. And then we'll introduce but I'm not going to get to the youth yet. So I'm going to put you guys as, but I'm going to go right over here next. And then I'm going to get to you because these guys are doing it the traditional way, and then you guys are doing it the new. I'm excited to hear about that. And I'm going to try to demonstrate to the world that, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, the people of the world, internet, the Navajo youth are innovative and all just awesome. And you'll hear their story, and they're taking it on. So this is Cal Nez. You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation, and we'll be right back. So this is the second hour of our radio broadcast. This radio show is going all over the world. Is this Nate Allison? Is that Nate? Who's this guy? Is that Nate Allison? Ladies and gentlemen, this guy never told me that I've seen this guy all along the campaign trail all summer long. And I've been talking to him on the air, and I could never see. It's beautiful to see you, brother. So I'm over here in Shiprock, New Mexico, and I'm sitting here at this youth farm. And they have how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rows, 6, 7 of it looks like squash or pumpkin or something like that all along there. And then they've got all sorts of crops. And then they've got corn How many rolls of corn do you guys have? 42 rolls. And so this is really what we're getting in for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And that is the broadcast.
I hope everybody can hear me, so kind of have to speak up a little loud. I usually talk like this, and I don't want to. Anyway, I want to just tell you that I'm thankful for you being here. And can you introduce yourself? I don't know, Lenito.
Good evening. My name is Cheryl Martin. I've lived here all my life. My name is Cheryl Martin. I'm from White River Apache. My jea is from Santo Domingo, Pueblo. My chays are Bitani and my nalis are Nakaidina. So that's how I am as a woman. I am a single parent. I have two kids. My son is 22 and my daughter is 17. And they're both a part of the Native Youth Committee here in Shiprock area.
Okay. Now, what is this your land? Is this your property?
Yes. This is, it's almost 10 acres, and I've lived here all my life. My parents got a divorce. I moved back, and I've been here for 23 years now, raising the kids on my own. And pretty much, I kind of take in all the kids, their friends, and I have my home open to almost everybody, you know, just the youth and the young kids.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate you hosting us this night, this evening, and I'm just gonna go.
I actually didn't know you were gonna be here. They told me right when I came back. We just got back from doing laundry, so.
Yeah. Well, I says don't tell her yet. Yeah. So I'm just kidding. Yeah.
And I had no idea who you were. I just looked it up when they told me you were here, so it's a pleasure to meet you.
Odyssey, we'll get back to you.
Okay.
So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, thank you for hosting us tonight. And Kodoshe Katira there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 youth and young people. They're probably mature adults, actually. I think. Everybody looks so young to us now. So, or at least I can speak for myself. So so I'm going to start from my left and introduce yourself, your clan, where you're from, and then so let's just do that first. And then we'll get into the concept of what you're doing. And then we'll get into the philosophical, which I'd like for you to be involved still, is that what is it? What are you guys, what's this about? Now, eventually, we're going to get to the point of where you guys, what EPA did, how has that disrupted your life, your plans, your plot. Okay, so that's a setup, and I'm going to turn off the speaker so that it'll be very clear. I don't want anybody to miss this conversation. So, Yate, Shad, Lana, thank you for being here with us, and I'll give you the phone, and you go ahead and talk to them, and then pass it on, and so forth. And thank you very much. Oh, Yate.
Yate, Shikero, Shizunae. She Calvin Manali Inishye. Both ta initially. Naval preparatory school da Yinish ta. Neznagi Yinish ta. Ado Ashlat Ada Shanahai. Ado na Inishlingi a Turichin Inishle. Ashihim Bashishin. Horsana da Shite Ado Kimichin Nationale. Not Aninez, then Asha. Shema A Regina Banali Warrior. Ado, she's a Calvin Manali senior, oh yeah. Ako.
Yate, she a little curly and she. No, that initially do not ordinary, touching a bashishin, but only that she chay do class she does another. Akuro, not only Nesde, Shagando,
The Institute of American Indian Arts Deans Ta Shaprak Chapter De Nashnish Shima A Natalie Bial Wilya Otto Shiza A Herb Bial Junior Wilya. And that's it. My name is Graham Bial and I'm one of the members with the Northern Dene Youth Committee.
Yeah,
all the youth. Now, I'm going to get back to the host here of this property and kind of talk about what is it that brought you, why, you know, that this is your property, but you've given it to them, and or not them, but you've allowed them to use it. And now they are just absolutely making a wonderful go of this thing. And so, ladies and gentlemen, so can you tell me how this arrangement, this farm took place here?
The growing season, I was approached by several of the young adults, and they were saying that they've kind of spoken about it in the past, and they approached me, and they were saying that they wanted to farm, they wanted to learn how to farm and grow things from beginning to end. So when they talked to me, and my son kind of approached me and told me that too. So when they told me that they wanted to do it, you know, I thought it was a great way for them to learn. And like I said, I'm supportive of the young adults, the young people. So we met and we talked about the seeds and what they needed to do, everything. So that's how it got started, and just let them take over from there and try to get them to do everything. So I'm kind of standing back and just kind of watching and just being supportive in that way.
Well, that's a real honor. You know, it's very, very impressive. So, you know, and not only that, is that when you said that you care about the youth, I mean, that's who we're doing it for, no matter who we are. If we are a landowner, or whether it's our children or somebody else's children, or in this case, it's the youth, and that's very honorable. So, you know, I'm sure that they've all said thank you to you, and that, but in this particular case, here's the very interesting thing about it. Now I'm talking to everybody, and that is that I'm going to ask the youth, and this is why it's so absolutely significant, ladies and gentlemen, and the reason why that I say it's so very significant is that, I think I'll just continue with this conversation right here. And the reason why is this. They've planted the corn, they're moving forward, and they're doing whatever they can. And all of a sudden, wham, somebody does something upstream. And it has disrupted them. Now, this youth, they are now farming here. Now, what's been your consensus? What has been your feeling about what has happened?
This is Graham. Yeah. Let's see. I guess one thing that really kind of motivated us, it started off kind of difficult. It started off a little slow. We planted. We didn't exactly keep up with all the weeds, but Cheryl was pretty patient. Yeah, she was very patient with us. But one thing that I really feel as a youth committee we strive to be is to be a resilient group. And this definitely tested our resilience. Do we continue? Do we stop? But as a group, we decided, just as a group of young people, like, hey, yeah, I think we can do this. Yeah, we can do this. Let's do this. And so that's where it began, and that's who we are as a young people and as a young youth committee.
Well, you know, that's really, really nice. You know, it's very impressive. But I'm sure you guys do all sorts of projects, right? And but why this?
I guess just to get most of our youth members involved with farming, because most of them, I guess you could say, didn't or weren't really experienced in farming, and some of us did have experience in farming, and so from there they wanted to try their hand at farming, and also when harvest season coming around, learning the traditional ways of preparing the corn and making the traditional foods out of it.
Yeah, so that's how you guys got started, and so you want to kind of incorporate. But how has the journey been so far? What other new things did this farming bring to you?
It's A.S.A. Byron Shorty, Indonesia. We're definitely a smaller group. with a lot of members coming in and out. But we've learned how to operate as an organization very fluidly, and we've been able to get a lot of members out here at the last minute to help out and volunteer. So there's definitely been a lot of learning in terms of how to communicate. There's also a lot of organizational skills we have developed. And we've also been able to really work out a lot of issues amongst ourselves, and that's been a thing that we've never really, had this type of environment to really have the opportunity to develop those skills. So there's a lot of stuff internally that we've been able to develop and grow from using this opportunity.
So now, in terms of your guys' schooling, are you guys all in the same position? Meaning that you're Stanford and all your college students, you're local. I'm not sure. And so, or you know, that you're from here. Now the question is this: that I know you guys are doing this, but I want to understand what's so unique about this farm.
I feel the thing that is unique about this farm is that it was started from scratch, and it was very spontaneous. Like, we're like, let's do a farm, and then everyone jumped on board. It was brought together by a lot of youth, a lot of contributing youth. I feel like that is what is unique about our farm, because other farms in our community are brought together by the Hastings and the Sawneys. So this farm, are you?
Yeah. So now, you know, the uniqueness of this, and I think that it's probably what I was told when I was growing up on the Navajo Nation, was that today is what really takes us to all of us on a certain journey, mostly responsibility. The responsibility. Now, but you took it one step further. Now, you guys have done this farm. What's the uniqueness? He said that he was doing that you guys wanted to try something different. Well, here's the difference. What is that difference? And identify yourself.
Well, again, Zachariah Ben here talking. I guess the uniqueness of this was the push that we have behind us. Because when we first started out, it was just a regular farm, and we just had fun, like, wanting to plant something, and we were excited. And there was a couple of us that wanted to farm in our own tradition and how we've been taught. So we, for example, we've planted in grid system, and then others were taught to just go down the line and use a shovel and seeds and plant it that way, and we did it. And so we just combined ourselves to do and implement new things that we were teaching each other. And using the flooding technique of irrigation, relying on the ditch systems here in Shiprock. And from there, after the catastrophe of the Gold King mine spill, we've shed our tears, but at the same time, we did not want to lay down. We did not want to get on our knees for the government again. And we became resilient. We became our own warriors in wanting to fight back. And with that, we implemented drip irrigation into our farms. And we implemented that, and that's a very unique thing, and it's very new to us, for some of us, and the ones that are teaching us this new drip irrigation, and that's what we've been implementing into our farms as warriors.
You know, and that's very, very, very beautiful. And one last question for the youth, and this is what I'm getting at. That is that here's an ambitious group of young individuals who are wanting to do work, wanting to do something, and then we've got a willing landowner who lent the land to them, and all of a sudden, wham, it has totally messed up everything. Or have we? Now, these guys are doing something new. So now no matter how bad and whatever's happened to us as a people, you know what? We're going to do it. We're going to make it happen. But how has what EPA caused damage and water contamination? What has it done to your project? How do you feel?
This is Kevin speaking. When we first found out about the EPA bill and everything, you know, we decided to do drip irrigation, and we set it up. We set up a GoFundMe page to get the supplies we needed, fundraising in a way. And you know, we knew this wouldn't let this event, this disaster, stop us. All throughout our history as Navajo people, we are a resilient people. After the long walk, we came back and reestablished ourselves with our livestock. After the livestock reduction, we came back again and reestablished ourselves. We didn't give up. And what this has happened now is another pinpoint in Navajo history, and we're not going to let it keep us down. We're going to move forward, and a lot of the other farmers are ready to do so because that's what they taught us. They taught our elders teach us, Ahua Jitego, it is up to you. And this is what we're doing right now. It is up to us to do this.
You heard it, ladies and gentlemen. We are resilient. They're exactly right. And that's what this is all about. And I thank the youth. Thank you. So, you know, and then we're going to get into our last show and understand that our speakers here, we're going to really, really move quickly. I didn't realize, oh, I thought, hey, you know, I said, I will be right back. Hey, thank you, farmers and people and I'm really, really grateful. So I have to take this break.
Politics on the Navajo Nation, the official Navajo Talk Radio, hosted by Cal Mellon.
We only have very, very few, really a few minutes. And Chile. Well, I guess Chile didn't call us, so that's all right. But anyway, so we'll have more time for these folks here. I see the beautiful moon. On the bus, there's all the youth here, and they spoke their piece and did their thing. I've got a gentleman here who is very, very helpful, and then we've got family. So we're going to get right to the point. You know, how do you feel? How do you feel? How do you feel about, are you getting the help that everybody is saying that you're getting? See, that's what I want to know. And how is it that your life has been changed? I don't want to keep continuing throwing negative words in there, but really, my question should be, is that Hashid, oh, how did you guys, what has this disruption done to you guys? All of that, so thank you.
Are you getting the help? Have you seen any EPA? Another guest, and then we'll will you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us what your feelings on this whole situation here. Well, how often? Kui de kui de sha thun na da ke. Aho sho or na ta khali da. You said you have a big store. About how many acres? 1, 2 acres?
No, we have 96 acres.
Okay, so let's imagine that. 96 acres. My gosh. The next question. Have you seen anybody showing up at your doorstep with water or hay?
No, we haven't seen anybody.
You know, so imagine. So a clock, just like hers, says, how much are you losing? 10%? Half your film? How much?
Most of our film, maybe like 60%.
Wow. And, there's one tank over across the street. And that's probably just enough just to even get 1 week, 1 week of your fill, 96 acres. And we have another guest here. And you go ahead and atahon nito.
My name is Byron Nelson.
And all you listeners out there, you listen to Politics on the Navajo Nation. This is Cal Nez, and we're doing a live broadcast from Shiprock, New Mexico, actually sitting on the farm field. And you're hearing all the stories about, you know, I guess really the question that I continue to look for is that, you know, I'm being told by the upper ups, the upper echelon of all the government that, yeah, we're out there, we're on it. Think about this. Next question to the other, to this person here. I'd like for him to introduce himself. And just really three questions. We only have about 15 minutes or less left in the show. So I thought,
So, ladies and gentlemen, I think, you know, we're in Shiprock, New Mexico, under a beautiful moonlit night, actually sitting on a field with the fire burning right here, actual open pit fire, and so it's just a beautiful setting, and I thank everybody for doing this. So, three questions. Are you hauling water? And if you're not, why? And are you getting the help that you wished for? We have about 11 minutes left. Question is that I just want you to tell me, how big is your acreage? Auto de quid a ton to one barrel, but that's a key. How many times did you go there? And so, first your name and where you're from and where your farm is. Okay. Man, I'm really upset. We just lost about a good 5 minutes here. You know, we're in Shiprock, New Mexico, calling right directly from, actually doing the show right directly from the farm field. Actually, we only have a few minutes left, so we're, I hope that we heard everybody. Beautiful speeches. There's a dire strait out here, ladies and gentlemen, here. EPA, you did that to the land. Now come down here, and you need to take care of business down here. And this river, you got to bring water tanks. I don't care what size, and if you have to water every plant, that's what you need to do. You know, they're doing the best they can. Do you hear anybody very, very upset, or, you know, but you know what? They're hurting. It's really about pain. They just want, and you just heard this couple here. They have 96 acres. Who is going, I mean, 96 acres, that's like that tank over there is like a little half a cup of Pixie cup that for that fuel. That's nothing. And so, you know, and that's the question. How many times and how often have these people gone out, and who's paying them to sit there in line over there? Who is paying them for their hay or even the gas that think about that, EPA. They need to be compensated, but again, it's not about the money. It is about the care. What is it that you care about a group of people, the Native Americans? This is our land, and we are supposed to be sovereign, but are you taking care of the trustee? Ladies and gentlemen, EPA, what happened? Why is it that this is not taking place? Because these, you need to be down here. And not only that, how come that we don't have EPA people walking, driving around here with their trucks? Why don't we have EPA here, down here, planting every little corn, a stalk of corn, and even the, so there's all these things. And so I guess she's not talking. So, but, you know, and that's the thing. If there is a spill, if I went in there and spilled something in your backyard or even on your floor, you're going to make sure, EPA, that you're going to be there to tell me, stop. You clean it up. I'm not here. But they're picking things up and they're, you know, they're picking up the water, spitting their gas. Think about that. And so I'm going to try to buy some more time here. And so just real quickly, how much how big are your losses? What are you going to do?
But I'm just letting it go. Loan and it, I thought, turn the street over and I'd say, I have a livestock to haul water for it.
This is Calnez, and we only have about a few minutes left. And what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to get back on the air, and I'm going to ask my radio host to extend us another good half an hour, because, you know, we lost all sorts of time here. And we're going to get back to the host of this land or the land, the care. Now, just about maybe just take about 1 minute. What do you think? All of these people who are saying, this lady, I thought, all of you, fashion, thought, oh, Leo, neta, tina, and then back to your youth. It's affecting the generation, the ones that have been here, all the way down, which is, what's the EPA caused water contamination done?
This is Cheryl Martin. I think it's caused a lot of heartache and pain. We have a lot of elderly people who, you know, they don't have anybody to help them, and they're struggling trying to see where they can find help, but it's not happening. And there's the middle-aged people, you know, they're empty nesters too, and I'm pretty sure that they really need help as well. And for us here on this, where the farm that the young adults have, it's like they're learning to be stronger, and they're picking up where they can. So God bless everybody. It's really hard, but we're going to continue to persevere as Native Americans. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, and thank you for hosting us tonight. What a beautiful evening, what a beautiful location, and all the wonderful things that are taking place. Cato she attend or Nikon a atrocity local politics on the Navajo Nation with Liao Kuro data machines like data around the world and need or literally that's what happened. So question if coin Latin and Dado con a people from right here. I leadership 30 seconds what do you want to say to the people out there, the leadership in position, our leadership all the way from Winter Rock to wherever they may be?
Nikin nak dag ek ke nahlan farmers ni nige so atay hota o yi pesa bahan na atoro winder rajo nikin anta da kodon kha ne da pesa na yo kyon atay ni ni le cha chapter go kadna na di thona na choi gi bin asho bin yena da ni ke na ta az da ya ya na nas kin ke don ha ni ni da kod ke hui ni het a thun hane do kelo het on hi khat ol wo hi aro yen hi ya da sti da Nihitares is only in his house, Bendel Nish, Benas Nishna, got eyed on his neda, Conjido, lifted on his neda, so the three choniki, a codida, quare not any than no eight to Hadok, he studied in the Tayaban and I, Ahnas, Dowdan, Aro Tayaban and Adan, Ninianda Kai, eight of the Dean need, a coquet about other babies and not overhead, no, they okayed, a co. Nikinant Ada was in his Anna, Rato Ben Jr. is now us. A Cordia Hune in the field, T. Lanson. I would end it because the others is T. Bigger Hada, but you know, Bigger Hada just Isa. I could end it. I don't need to give a yes. Halat AFT, Halat 8, Ellenson, what about this case? A Cordida is in the but any governess in Hardock, don't be can see the other being a torn dog is in Hardock is in Kato that the Nichabahat, the gate, Illuminate, Atobahat, no, how bad it was answered to that, what the skis about Arena Tato. He could it out, none of it, it out, Atona, the Bahat didn't hit it, no, it's in on it, just not on it, and a sort of Dohne, Kita Hosneo, it a Dohne, Cray and Hikos, they had other EPA, Craig. Corn and to it only not all yes nigi they have been the all the added towards Nahano sauce in a best business added of throw it we had any hand or the shaders and Thomas T. Tyler a corona stars.
Okay. We're over time, ladies and gentlemen. Man, I wish I had all the time in the world. But I'm gonna see if I can get back on air in about 5 minutes. Bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. If I can't, I'll have another show tomorrow. And Tishirat Aja, Chukarecher Hosilzi will continue the show and they'll get back on air tomorrow. And we'll record, I don't care where I'm at, if I'm in, other side of the moon, they'll call me over there. Thank you. This is Cal Neff.
Politics on the Navajo Nation, the official Navajo Talk Radio, hosted by Cal Miller.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, bear with me. I will be right back, okay? I swear I'm going to try to get another 1 hour, or half an hour, at least just to finish our thoughts, because I want to interview that guy and everybody who's here that live in the house, coming to the house as a witness. About what they see with their family. So this is Cal Nash, this is Politics on the Navajo Nation. I'll be trying to get back in about 5 minutes, okay? Bear with us. Okay. Okay, we have about 24 seconds. What I'm going to do is, the last few minutes, I'm going to ask you to tell me how you've witnessed your parents. What have you seen? How has your parents been enduring this?
Well, like what my mom was saying earlier, we have 96 acres of field which she shares with among her kids, six other kids that she shares with. And we just try to like haul water for each other and just try to sacrifice whatever we can and save whatever we can, because we profit a lot of money out of it and we get a lot of things. And now I am teaching my kids into it and they know how they get money off of it, I guess. And it's really hard on us. Just like
it is very.
Hello, can you hear me okay? Yeah, you know, it is very emotional. It is very emotional, as you can see, ladies and gentlemen, and this is what exactly is going on. You know, and we've got people here who want to be who are compassionate about this. But, you know, it's just so hard to express and put it in words. And you can tell, their soul and their spirit, some of these people can't even address it. EPA, you know what? United States government, you need to take care of these people here. Lives have been disrupted. They're not frustrated. They're not angry. They're hurt. They're hurting. They want their, you know what? It's probably too late now, but at least do something. Make a gesture beyond just one tank. Well, not two tainted oil tanks. And well, thank you very much. And we're going to stay on this. This is Cal Nez, and you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. We'll talk to you soon. And goodbye. Thank you, friend. We're signing off from Shiprock, New Mexico.
Politics on the Navajo Nation, the official Navajo Talk Radio, hosted by Cal Nez.
Our show, but I don't know what to do. No, I can eat me. So I'll let you guys go, and I think I'm going to sign off. And for some reason, this broadcast is continuing to roll. Maybe they heard me. Even from, I know that EPA is probably starting to follow me now. So thank you very much. We'll go ahead and conclude, but I think you get the story. Again, this is Cal Nez, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night.